The good advice from experts continues here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. I'm Foster Brown, and this is the Internet Advisor. Dean Krauscroft did a great job answering your questions about the garden. Well, we're going to be digging into the digital garden, if you will, with you. If you've got a question for us about your computer, any kind of question, 800-859-0957 is the number. Give us a call right now. Get online. We've got a great group of tech experts in here to help solve your problems. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. And as I said at the start of this program, we're kind of a continuation of the great advice available to you here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 AM WJR. And that's Gary Baker and myself, have been doing this for going on 18 years here. And the phone number that we've been using to give you folks out there a chance to step in and get your questions answered is the same, 800-859-0957. And if you happen to be driving along right now and saying, you know, I've been having this problem with my computer, either, you know, getting on the internet or getting around it or sometimes getting over it, 800-859-0957 is the number to call, and we're going to start taking calls in just a little bit. Let me introduce the folks in studio. Gary, of course, good to be here with you.
Certainly great to be here.
And to be back again. I missed the shot last week, but we have a couple guys in studio who are going to help us out today who are part of our tech team, and that is Bill Carver. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be back. I love it coming in here.
Bill is somebody who is an expert both in the Mac field and in the PC field, and you work with Quicken right now on their tech services. Been there for about a little over 3 years, right?
Yep, about over 3 years. And, of course, downtown, it's been fun working. I'm putting the M1 rail downtown at this point, and all I can think of is Scotty from Star Trek. There be rails, Captain.
And it's getting closer to being done.
It is getting there.
It'll take some time, but we get there, and I think we'll all figure it's going to be well worth it when it arrives. And also with us is Jeff Harter, who is with us. Jeff is the proprietor of PC Gladiator and Livonia. And Jeff, it's good to have you with us again.
Thank you for having me back.
And I like to have the perspective that Jeff brings to this is that day in and day out, he works with folks on their computers looking to either change them or get them fixed, and has that kind of insight. So you're kind of not only getting a conversation with us as in terms of experts here, but somebody who day by day deals with people like yourself out there with your questions that you show up at his shop in Livonia. And again, the number is 800-859-0957. And we've got the lines open right now, so you can go right ahead and line up while we talk with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is a regular visitor to our show at this time every week. He's the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Foster.
Mike, why don't you share a little bit about what MI Tech News is for people who may not have heard that before?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's turned into a much bigger portal site than when I started 15 years ago. And we have a number of content partners, including the Engineering Society of Detroit, IT and the D, Digital Divas, you guys, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the list goes on and on. We have audio. Soon we're going to have video. I'll tell you about that deal later off air. But it's really moving fast. However you want to get your tech news, we can deliver it in any of the mediums that you like.
I love it. Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines here to give people kind of an idea of what we've got going here. I see one headline says that engineers and computer aces rate high in a new survey of jobs that are available out there.
Yep, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, and computer scientists, according to the American Society of Employers, who actually surveyed a lot of very large employers, and they're all saying that these are really in demand, and then the non-technical bachelor degree types that also were in demand was business, administration, accounting, and human resources. So lots of good stuff there.
Now, the other thing I saw, and I know, isn't it Comic-Con is going on this weekend, I believe?
Yeah, big tie-ups on the freeways. People, lots of people going.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
Shane Hamlin, who is one of the our hosts here as well, is very much involved in that. Yep. And you had
the Showplace Center.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. You've got Toyota is going to be showing a SpongeBob SquarePants Toyota Highlander at that Motor
City.
Well,
actually, the Sienna minivan, because last year they brought Highlander. This year they're going with the Sienna minivan. But like Gary was saying, they're expecting 50,000 people to come to Suburban Collection. And it's really pop culture. You're going to have some TV stars there, former TV stars, lots of merchandise, science fiction, you name it. It's all there. But it's a lot of folks. So.
And another headline I see here is Hiveland wins the Ann Arbor Sparks Best of Boot Camp. What's the boot camp to start with?
Well, the boot camp is a training session that lasts over several days, and they bring in some experts, and they work real closely with entrepreneurs, beginning entrepreneurs, to teach them how to do business plans and more importantly, pitches, because pitches is what you need to get that down really cold to get money for your business.
Hiveland is kind of fascinating all in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to look that one up because I read that and I went, what? And it's a platform that lets farmers communicate with beekeepers, and you go, okay. But what it is a lot of farmers have these hives set up, but they're not, you know, experts in beekeeping, so they bring in the pros from Dover through this the communications channel. I thought that was kind of cool, actually.
Very important, I imagine, for the fruit growers.
The online world is all a buzz.
Very good.
Boom, boom.
Where's the rim? One of those bee movies.
The rim, where are the rim shots when we need them? Well, folks, you hear, this is kind of a wide variety of the type of topics that you'll see that Mike handles every week at MI Tech News. And the best news about all of this is, if you're interested in these kind of topics and some of the other things he's been talking about, you get access to that absolutely free. All you need to do is to go to internetadvisor.net and click on the subscribe now button, which is down below the smiling faces of our tech folks who are waiting here to answer your questions. And just click on that, put your email address in, and you're on your way to receiving it. Every Friday, you'll get a whole list of not just these titles, but things that are happening on a national level and a state level. If you're interested in entrepreneurial things, you name it, he's got it, along with all the audio resources and a surprise video resource coming soon. All that for nada, zero, zip, nothing. Mike, it's good to have you with us, and we look forward to be with you next week as well.
Thanks, guys. I'll look forward to it.
Take care, Mike. All right, folks. And remember that our phone number now is 800-859-0957. And our mantra here is that the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. 800-859-0957. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, and we are live, part of the weekend expert crew here on WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes. Our number is 800-859-0957, and if you've never given us a call before, this is a good day to do it. Lines are open, 800-859-0957. In studio with us, we have a whole bunch of people. Gary Baker is with us. Gary's been doing this tech work for quite a while and now works in IT. And we also have, you've been working in IT for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, but
just recently.
So right now, I'm sorry, I'm distracted a little bit because Rick Broida was on the last hour, and people can get to that podcast by going to our site, internetadvisor.net, and looking up the first hour podcast. But he mentioned Norton Identity Safe. It's a free password password safe. So I'm distracted a little bit. I'm downloading it onto my iPad right now. I'm going to see if this really is pretty good.
I would like to get some.
Because it's free.
I'd like to get some reactions from you guys on that. By the way, as of Sunday night, if you go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, you'll be able to hear the entire 2 hours of our program. The first hour happens to be recorded for our network, and this second hour is live, and it's made up of your calls at 800-859-0957 and some of the answers that we have for you. So those two will be put together on Sunday nights. But in the first hour, Rick talked about Norton Identity Safe, and one of Rick's labels is the cheapskate. He's on CNET and has a blog called The Cheapskate there, which he puts out some great stuff. But I want to get your reaction to this. We were teasing him that when he said that Norton Identity Safe was a great password keeper, it was kind of like our eyes opened up a little bit, and like the word Norton set off some signals in there.
Well, only people that have long memories, because that hasn't happened in a long time. We were concerned because they had a suite out, and they tried to get everybody to buy the suite. You could buy antivirus alone, but they tried to get everybody to buy the suite, and the suite did all of these great things.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was, because it kept pinging your system and it hogged the resources and made everything slow down. So then they had to take a few things off. You know, it was a great idea on paper. Didn't quite work that well. Lots of other companies that have that same problem. If you go to Comcast and you don't want to use Microsoft Security Essentials, which is what we recommend on any later operating system, right? If you don't want to use that, go get, if you get your your connectivity, right, from Comcast, they use Norton.
AT&T uses...
I'm not sure who they use, but...
I should check and see. Is it McAfee that they get free for them? I'm not sure.
But they all give anti-password or anti-virus systems free.
Right.
Because it protects everybody.
Exactly. They're as interested as anybody. Right? Jeff, I'm curious. You, as a proprietor of PC Gladiator in Livonia, when people buy new systems from you, and they're Microsoft systems, let's say they're buying a Windows 8.1, it's got that great Windows Defender part of it. Do you recommend that they buy an antivirus on top of that?
Absolutely. If the customer wants to go ahead and do the free one, you know, that's their choice. They can do that. You know, there's a few that we push at the shop that we've used for years, and we've loaded hundreds and possibly thousands of computers with, and the customers don't come back. Trend being one of them.
Trend Micro.
Yeah, I really like Trend. Been using them pretty much exclusively for 2 years. And, you know, you get the occasional person back in that, you know, they get a problem. But I want to say it's pretty much... You know, maybe 5 out of 100 ever come back with a problem with Trend.
Okay,
you know, it's that high of a number.
So, Bill, how about you?
I'm actually a big fan. I just use Defender, which is part of Windows 8.1 myself. But I also, to quote a cliche, think outside the box, because any antivirus you get, if it's going to find a virus for you, it has to first get to your computer before it's discovered. There's another program I recommend for people. It's actually a website, which is, it's escaping my mind, but it's Canine Web Protection. It's it essentially it keeps a white list of websites you can go to. It blocks based on various content, and one of those happens to be what's called malware sites, or sites that are known for malware and that.
Ah.
And it keeps that blocked at the spot away from your computer as opposed to on your set. And so if you have somebody that gets constant viruses, my father was great, put it on his. He's my antivirus researcher.
Guinea pig.
He gets everything. It just goes right there. There's a giant low-pressure
area.
I shouldn't
laugh. That's terrible. Yeah.
You know, Foster, I have the occasional customer that comes in and says, you know, you put Trend on, and I got a virus. How does this happen? I paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the software is only as good as the user. If something pops up and Trend says, do you want to allow this file to do something? Mm-hmm. And you click yes, the damage is done. I mean, Trend can alarm you, it can stop you, but it cannot ultimately...
Guys, do you think in some ways that we are being lulled into a false security when we have, you know, this kind of virus protection, et cetera, on, and we don't take some common sense kind of steps?
Well, absolutely. You know, like we said, for many, many times over many years, the weakest point is the user, right? And so we all have to use common sense. And that's sometimes a little hard to do because the bad guys get really good at faking us out. They're conning us to click on a link,
Practically speaking, what are those kind of things that we do that invite disaster if we aren't careful? What are those kind of things?
The biggest is searching a known... you know, if you want to search Google and then the first thing pops up, you think it's Google and it's not, and you click on their link, or it's downloading, you know, the music, the videos for YouTube, those tend to cause problems.
So
mail is, yeah. And mail is still, you know, to this day, probably the number one.
When you say mail, I mean, everybody gets mail. What do you mean by mail?
You'll get a
like
spam.
Phishing?
Yeah. And then you'll open it, and then it'll just, you know, it's an executable file that takes over.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my check from the Nigerian prince myself.
By the way, let me remind you of the phone number, 800-859-0957. This works best when we get your questions. And if you have one, it could be anything about your computer, about the internet. Again, 800-859-0957. So let's go back to what are some of the things that, again, that we can do with the best of protection that can get us in trouble. You mentioned mail, and you mentioned, like, what do you mean, mail you don't recognize?
Well,
here's
a way to limit your risk is don't bring the mail onto your computer. I don't know how Gary feels or Bill feels about this, but always check your mail from, you know, the server. Don't you know, the days of Outlook, bringing it in, I feel that is more of a risk than you checking it from, you know, Outlook.com or...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
As soon as that mail comes onto your computer, you're at a higher risk, I feel.
Yeah, well, it's not the mail. It's what's attached.
Well, correct.
It's the link, and that happens no matter if you are... if you check it at the server or not, right? It's if you click on a link you shouldn't click on, it could take you to a site that will immediately start to download a file that could be a virus. The other thing is that, you know, when you take and download a file itself, so even if you're checking the mail at the server, if you say, oh, that looks like it came from Foster, but it looks like maybe Foster has a different email address, but it must be him. It kind of says Foster Brown, so I'll click on that, I'll download, and then, he sent me a file, I better look at the file, and that's what gets you in trouble. So it's not often the mail itself. In fact, it's almost never the mail itself. It's always the link that it takes you to or the file that's attached to it.
I had to say, and in all fairness to everybody else out it's real easy to get, you know, to move too quickly.
Yep.
And to pick something up and to click on something that you think is one thing without looking carefully at it. I've done it.
Yeah, and you go to a site and you think it's Google, but it's google.i or something, right? And
exactly.
And you're not looking carefully enough at the URL, the address
bar. That's how the spoof starts.
Yep.
Okay, here's the number again, 800-859-0957. Time for your questions. Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Bill Carver, and Jim Hart are waiting here to help you with your questions on the Internet Advisor at 800-859-0957. Back in just a moment. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, 800-859-0957. Let's get to our callers. We got Gene Danigeri, and let's go to Gene from Chesterville. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Gene, how can we help you? Hello, Gene.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just have this burning question that I can't figure out.
Okay,
we'll try.
When I log into Facebook from my iPhone,
whether
I'm away from home using, you know, the cellular data or at home on, like, using the Wi-Fi, I'll see that I have active sessions, like multiple active sessions, and when I look at that, it says, you know, active from Richardson, Texas, something Pennsylvania. And, you know, then it says delete them if you don't recognize the location. Well, I'm in Michigan, so I should never have anything but my local area.
Now, you said active sessions. I'm on Facebook?
Yeah, when you go to privacy and you check security, there's like a little...
Yes, I'm looking at privacy. Okay. And under, was this under the privacy checkup?
No, so it goes, you go to your privacy.
Got it.
Settings.
Yes.
And there's on the iPhone, there's an other location, and it, I believe it's under security. And then it tells you how many active sessions you have started, like you signed in from several, different devices.
Oh, I see. That this is indicating where you've been signing in from.
Yeah.
And
I'm not signing in from Ohio or Richardson, Texas or Pennsylvania, and I can't figure out why it's...
Have you changed your password on your Facebook account?
Every single time I see something other than New Baltimore, Michigan, where it
good
normally comes up for me.
Yeah, sure. Good for you.
Every single time.
Good.
And I can't figure that out.
And you're still getting this... this indication that there are sessions coming in from someplace else, right?
Yes.
Have you talked to Facebook support?
No.
No,
I haven't.
Yeah, that might be, I think, probably your best shot, because this looks like something that is unique to Facebook. And because I've never seen that kind of thing before. Now I'm getting a little paranoid.
Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't either, and it's not supposed to be that way, right, Gene?
No.
You know this, so you're doing the right stuff, which
good
is
for you.
Worried about it.
Gene, nobody's been in those areas that you see this? Ever?
Again?
Nobody's ever visited these areas that it's popping up?
Nope.
What's, good question is, do you play a lot of Facebook games on your iPhone?
Oh.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have my setup, you know, I don't do the Facebook sign up. With them.
Okay, a lot of times you might give another website access to go into Facebook, and I'm just wondering if it might be using that location to log in.
You know, that may be. Do you sign into other? See, I never use Facebook to sign in to any other account because I just don't want it tied back to Facebook because I never know what Facebook is going to do next. Right?
Right.
They're okay now, but I never know what they're going
to
do next.
Because many sites invite you to use Facebook to sign in.
Yeah, and I never do that.
Do you do
and
that,
I might
Gene?
Be too
do you
paranoid.
Do that, Gene?
Do you use
Facebook to sign in to any sites?
No, I had in the past,
okay,
and I realized like what it was doing, so I deleted all that, and I went through and blocked, you know, access to, you can shut all that stuff off.
Right, good,
I've
good for you.
I've reset my passwords, I've popped my SIM card out of my phone,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've done all the things I thought I was supposed to do. I've unplugged my wireless at home.
You work for the CIA?
I might have got around to suggesting some of those things, you know, an hour from now. But good for you for doing those.
A couple things strike me, Gene, on this. This is a unique concern with Facebook, and that's something you could either, you know, check with them on directly on then, or go to some try Googling the issue and see if you come up with some bulletin boards or some discussion groups.
I'm not coming up with anything right now, but I haven't had a lot of chance to go. Look at some of these as well, but I'm guessing.
I have one more question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Let me finish this. I'm guessing that Facebook would be really interested in this,
or at least in explaining what's going on.
Well, it's based on IP address, so maybe the
what's based on IP address?
The location. The location services are based on IP address, so. Maybe a cell tower. Maybe I don't know. I'm just thinking. Maybe.
But she needs to talk to somebody who can clarify her.
All right. Yeah.
So what was your other question, Dee? Before we move on, we've got Dan in the wings there.
Just so when I don't use the iPhone app anymore because I thought maybe that was the problem somehow. And so I'll just go. I'll Google Facebook to sign in, and it always comes up with an M.
Yeah, that's for mobile.
That's your
mobile. That is their mobile site for you.
Okay,
I never
knew, and it bugged me.
Yep, that's it. And it should bug you until you know. Yeah, so that's a good, again,
I'm
you're
glad,
doing good
Gene,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you are, I'm, and kudos to you for being the security conscious. Thanks for calling, Gene.
I really
appreciate it. That is one on the ball lady.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what? I think there's something else going on here because obviously that shouldn't happen.
Mm.
They shouldn't be able to do that. And I'm wondering if there's a problem there that maybe only Facebook can
handle. It's interesting.
I'll keep looking when we get a chance to see if there's other people out there that have noticed the same problem. So,
all right, Dan out in Howell. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. Good. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I've got that Sea Cleaner utility on my computer. I've got the Vista system, and I really enjoy using that, but I'm nervous to use the registry cleanup. I'm just wondering if I'm treading on thin ice if I go on that.
You know, it's interesting you asked that question because I think in the past, the registry has been that one taboo area that you don't go anywhere near.
Well, and if you know what you're doing...
Yes,
it's not a problem, right?
But
so many of us, because it is complicated.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So many of us have made mistakes, and you can make a pretty easy mistake that can be easily fixed, and you can make a mistake that you have no idea how to fix.
Bill,
thing I'm thinking, of course, is Sea Cleaner right before you do that registry clean, which I do recommend. There is a question that asks if you'd like to save it. But the other thing is make a restore point before you do it.
Well, that's exactly what they say. Before you do anything with registry cleaning, you're going to see it says, okay, you want to use this. Do you want to create a backup of your current system?
Mm-hmm.
And you should say yes.
Uh-huh.
And that,
I've seen that, yeah.
And that what that means is that if something goes haywire, you can always go back to that.
Now,
but go ahead.
Now, Bill, I was just going to ask you the letter in the last, I don't know, eight years or so, Sea Cleaner's gotten so good that I have not seen problems. I don't know about you, but it's, you know, every time they found a problem before, they fixed it in the next version, and it's gotten very good.
Oh, yeah. They've been fantastic, actually. As a matter of fact, for me, I just bravely click no and go on past.
Me too. Yeah, I do the same thing.
I don't, yeah. I automatically hit, you know, create restore points anyway for all sorts of other reasons. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's there if I have to go back, but I also don't click, you know, create a special restore.
Did you have a follow-up point. Question, Dan?
No, I think that was about it. I'm just a very basic user. I'm not ready to be playing around with registries and stuff. You know?
Well, no, your question is a very good one, because if you're working with Windows, you do have the possibility of reaching onto the hood and pulling something out that shouldn't be pulled out if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe a last comment. Jeff, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we don't recommend messing with the registry unless it's not running right. Is the computer running really slow? What's the reason?
No, it's running quite well, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's kind of the...
Right.
I would agree with Jeff on this. If there's and if you have to, I think you probably could go ahead and use it to Bill's point.
Okay.
Okay, very good, guys.
Dan, thank you very much for a very good question. It may sound like a basic question, but I think it's a very good one, because that Sea Cleaner has been... I've used it forever.
Yeah.
It's
gotten so much better.
Oh, yeah. And as you said, they keep on updating it. We've got Jerry from Hudson coming up in just a minute, but I want to let you know, folks, that we've got another about 20 minutes here for you to get your question in. And here's the number, 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Let's go to Jerry, who is with us from Hudson. Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
Hi, good, except Tigers game's running over into your time.
Uh-oh, that's what's happened. I wonder where all those listeners had gone.
rain delay here.
Okay.
My semi-annual computer problem here is my daughter needs to get a new computer, and she's doing a lot with spreadsheets and various kinds of applications, and she's running out of memory.
Okay.
What would you recommend for... the RAM and memory to purchase them a new computer?
Excellent question, Jerry. We're going to put you on hold because the music says that we're coming up to a break right now to pay the rent. So we'll come back to Jerry from Hudson in just a moment. We got some other folks calling in since it's a rain delay with the Tigers. 800-859-0957. We'll help Jerry get a new computer for his daughter that'll help her. All that coming up on the Internet Advisor. I want to thank some folks who have made this program possible. There are silent heroes behind the glass. That's Dave Schwartz, who's our new engineer today. Thank you very much for doing a great job. And Mike Stett, thank you for helping us with the phones there. Mike's one of the engineering staff here who is also filling in there and doing a great job on that. Thank you so much. And to my co-host in the studio here, Gary Baker, good to be back with you again.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here. I've got a little message to Gene. I looked on a site called Snoops, SNOPES.com.
Snopes, yeah, right.
Snopes, right. Sorry for the mispronunciation. Anyway, they say that there's a rumor that while using Facebook from your mobile devices, people can use your account. Supposedly, this can be checked by active sessions under security. Is this true? And they say, no, it's not.
Oh, okay. Now, that's Snopes.com, by the way, which is a great place to debunk urban myths, but that's right. Excellent.
So
excellent.
More, I've got to read a little bit more here, but that's what I found
okay,
so Gene, far.
Okay, Gene, so that's someplace for you to look as well.
So Snopes. It may not be as a problem
okay.
like she thinks it is.
And by the way, Bill Carver, thank you so much for being in here and for helping answer questions.
Oh, okay.
And Jeff Harder, proprietor at PC Gladiator in Livonia, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you.
Good to have you guys in. Okay, let's dive back into our questions and say, Jerry from Hudson, you were looking for a new computer for your daughter, right?
Yes.
And she does a lot of spreadsheet work. What kind of computer does she have right now?
Toshiba, I think. I'm not quite sure.
Is it a laptop?
Yes, laptop.
Okay, uh-huh. Toshiba laptop. And why does she need a new one right now? What's the concern?
Well, it says she's running out of hard drive room.
Oh, okay. There's a number of ways of dealing. How old is that laptop?
It's 2 or 3 years old.
Okay. Yeah,
if you I'll take her old one.
I mean, Jeff, one of the things that people can do in this kind of an instance is to buy a new, bigger hard, like a solid state drive
they
or something
like
that.
They can do an external drive, move everything. They can move it to a cloud.
Yeah.
Or they could clean it up and just go through it and delete what.
She wants to get a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
I was
going
to say, she wants to get a new one. All right. All right.
That's the best excuse. Yeah. I'm out of room. Need that laptop.
You had asked for the specs, and, there's some calculations. Do I buy more memory? Do I buy a better processor? Do I buy a bigger hard drive? All that is a factor, but I think, if you want to look for something quick and inexpensive, you want to probably go with Toshiba. Gary had found some good deals online, but 6 gigs of RAM, a terabyte, and possibly a quad core processor.
Yeah, what is she going to use it for again?
Spreadsheets, I think was one
just
of the big
spreadsheets. Does she do a lot of video editing with it? If she's running out of room, there's something
yeah,
else
there's
she's storing,
pictures.
Right?
Yeah.
Not a lot of video editing, no. A little bit, but not a lot.
Okay.
See, one of the things also to figure out, and the guys have put their finger on this, is there's some things you need to figure out ahead of time. Why is she running out of room? It may be because she's storing everything on the computer where she could put some stuff on the cloud
or
Dropbox on an external hard drive. So those are some questions to answer beforehand because a new computer won't magically fix the problem if that's one of those habits that's involved, yeah. Okay?
Although we were talking...
You can get a lot of bang for your buck, though. I'm a big fan of Seagate Momentus hard drives and laptops, which is a combination of... you can get a 2 terabyte drive, which would probably solve that storage if you bought it 2 years ago. But it's also got an SSD on top of that, which makes it move quite
a
bit faster.
Yeah, solid-state drive is SSD.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's a Seagate Momentus hard drive. Now, they don't necessarily come with a standard on a computer. This would be something you would put into a computer?
Yeah, this is a place where... you could put something in there. Have it installed for you, basically.
Exactly. So you would take it. One of the other suggestions, Jerry, is that you would take her current computer, take it to another shop, and then see if you could have them put one of those drives in, and essentially take the one that she's got right now, and for less money, get more space. And if it's only 2-3 years old, I'm going to guess the processor is a pretty good one in the Toshiba.
It is, and you can take the old drive and have them put it in, have it put in an enclosure, use it as a backup
Excellent.
Drive.
Excellent. Yeah, take that old drive and use it as a backup drive. So those are some suggestions for you, Jerry. What you might want to do is to stop into a place like, you're in Hudson. Find a computer shop down there if you know someplace maybe in the Adrian area that you trust. Check it out and talk with them. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let's get to Steve, who is with us in Wyandotte. And Steve, looks like you're buying a new desktop as well. How you doing, Steve?
Good. I'm looking to replace a desktop. It's a Hewlett-Packard desktop that's about 10, 12 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking to get another desktop because that's kind of what I like. But what I'm mostly interested in is... getting one that has the Windows 7.0 in it again, as opposed to the 8.1 or the 10.
Yeah, Steve, they still sell those. I mean, you could still buy Windows 7 loaded machines. Numerous sites still have them. One being Newegg. I mean, Newegg still sells them. Micro Center still sells them. You could walk in and buy them.
I really think when using that shell program that Jeff was talking about earlier, if you like Windows 7, you want to stay with that interface. Get Windows 8. It's half the size, twice the speed. It's just much better, I think, underneath the hood. It's also going to be something that Microsoft is going to support longer. Microsoft is now shutting off Windows 2003 server support. And so if you do that and maybe get that free shell program that Jeff was talking about in the prior hour.
And if you're going to buy a computer today, make sure you get a certificate that says you can upgrade to 10 when it comes out.
Yeah, I would.
I should tell you that I've got a laptop that has 8.1 on it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really not fond of it because no matter what I seem to do on it, it never seems to work on it.
Well, there may be a combination of things. I guess what the guys are saying is this. If you buy something that runs Windows 7, eventually that won't be supported. So if you buy something that has, as Gary said, the certificate that says you can go up to 10, I've been using Windows 10 Preview for about 6 months. It looks a lot like 7. It functions a lot like 7. You don't have the tabs, the colored, blocks, et cetera.
And also there's a classic view on the 8.1 that you could turn it to.
Yeah, we're not trying to sell you on that necessarily.
Right.
Or just wait until you get to the 10 and pick up one with 10 on it.
But as Jeff was saying, you can get a desktop right now.
Still with 7.
On it.
But Steve, why do you still want to replace your desktop? This is the debate we've been having today.
I noticed the hard drive is making a little bit of noise, and I'm thinking maybe by 12 years of age, maybe.
Why not go to a laptop, I guess, is the question.
Yeah.
What is keeping you?
I like the desktop. I've had like 10 of them in a row already. So.
Is it the comfort factor, or is it the ease of access?
I would say, you know, a laptop is good, but the problem I've got with a laptop is the portability. You know, the battery only lasts for about an hour on them now, and at least the one I've got. So it's not really portable. And as far as tablets are concerned, I've got 3 Kindle tablets.
Steve, I want you to look, and if you don't feel comfortable doing this, maybe somebody you know can, but look up that Classic Shell. Put it on your laptop and see if you like it.
On the one you have right now, on the current.
And then if you like it, then I strongly suggest just buying another 8.1 desktop.
Okay. Now, where I've got the 8.1 loaded on there. Now, where do I find that in it? In the studying someplace?
No, you actually got to go to classicshell.net. It's a free download. It's a safe download. I've never had a problem. It's a donation site.
Again, it's classicshell.net. And you can download it. It's a free download, right, Jeff?
Correct.
And then you put that on your Windows 8.1, and it will give you it'll look like Windows 7. I haven't used that, but I'm heard it. As I say, again, I'm using Windows 10 Preview, and that looks like Windows 7 a lot.
And Windows 10 is going to come out in general availability this summer.
Yeah, in a couple of months it'll be out. So
it's Windows Shell or ClassicShell.net.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll see it right there on the homepage.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve, for being with us. And Ruth, hang on the phone. We'll get with you after the program's off here. We'll talk with you off air. For the rest of you folks, thank you so much for being with us. Gary, Bill, Jeff, thanks so much for being with us here
on
the Internet Advisor. And folks, every Saturday we're here from 5 until 6 and ready to answer your questions. During the week, if you have a question, go to internetadvisor.net and hit the Contact Us button. Send us your questions. And don't forget, Sunday nights, both hours of our program will be there available for download. Have a great week.